Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions, brought to you by BBS Radio and Comfort One Shoes. And we are so happy to have you here this evening. Last week we did some work on learning how to be our own psychics, and I wanted to kind of finish that. I'm also letting you know that you can call in for psychic readings tonight, or you can call in and see what we can do about giving you a past life reading. Those we can do. I just wanted to wrap up some of the training we had, and my prayers and thoughts are still with that lovely lady who called last week about her son. And so, to reiterate some of the things that we talked about in just building up your energy, and I can tell you from a personal standpoint that it works so very well, is breathing in to the count of 11 and exhaling to the count, I'm sorry, breathing into the count of 4 and exhaling to the count of 11. And to move it on a little bit, remember, while inhaling to the count of 4, visualize a sun right above your head and exhale to the count of 11, feeling the rays of the sun coming through your body. This is a great way to rejuvenate your body and to bring in new energy. And do it 3 times a day or 4 times a day, as long, as often as you want in those terms. And you would be amazed at just how much and more invigorated you feel. I know that that is what I am feeling. I've been using it for several weeks now. Again, I try all these things before I pass them along. Then I can say, it works. You know, if it works for me, it's going to work for you over the long haul. But consistency and remembering to stay with it is what's so very important. So that is one. The other is visualizing energy, demanding it, and visualizing a beautiful cloud right above your head, and ask for that gift. Ask for that wonderful gift of bringing in the energy and feel it. Love it. Determined to use it with your purest intent, to use that energy for you, for the glory of God, and for all others. That is what is so important about working with the psychic developing energies. It is your intent, it is your goodness that brings about clairvoyance, clairaudience, and the other gifts. So that's what I wanted to impress upon you again, is we each of us can have access to this greater wisdom and knowledge because it's already a part of our birthright. So having fun is something that I really, really want you to do with this energy. I think also tonight I am going to talk to you about pendulums again, because I think it's a really, really neat thing to do. It's something that you can get used to. It doesn't take a lot of a talent. It doesn't take much. Again, it's your intent and your focus. We are talking about concentration. We are talking, again, pureness of intent, because you can check out foods with a pendulum. You can check out using what attorney in a book, you know, making a decision on something by using the pendulum, because your subconscious already knows what is in the highest good for you. And very often, our thoughts and sometimes our lack of security and feelings about how we are and what we do causes us to make mistakes. We kind of trip ourselves up because we lack confidence in ourselves and our abilities. So often when we were young, we heard that we were not capable of doing this, or just a gifted few have it. Well, you know that's not true. And even so, you know, and sometimes when it's an emotional thing that we have a lot of emotion invested in and making choices on something, it's good to go to someone else and ask them for their unadulterated opinion and input as well. But in the pendulum world, again, you want to concentrate and focus on what it is you want and the questions you want to ask. You can also find lost articles. This way, you can track someone down this way. We're using a map, but holding a pendulum, and you have your hand out straight. You can brace your arm if you want to on a chair, or lean your arm on a table with your wrist bent, and you can hold an object. It can be a pendant that you have. You don't have to go out and buy a pendulum that's made for one. Anything that's suspended can be a pendulum. It can be a string with a paperclip. It can be a fishing line with a hook, for crying out loud, if you're in the middle of nowhere. Anything that has a little bit of weight and something that you can hold and suspend it, and you eventually can feel the energy coming through your fingers when you ask a question. Always start out with what answer is for today is yes, and very often it's consistent. Yes can be a straight forward and back, to and fro, meaning to and from your body, and no is usually side to side. I have found occasionally I went through a period where a circle going clockwise meant yes, and counterclockwise meant no. And when it just wobbles or doesn't do anything, that means that there is no decision, or either one or the other is okay. It doesn't matter. So this is something that you want to do, and you should practice with it. And like anything else, practice makes perfect. It may take time, okay, but eventually you can use it. I've used it to make decisions, and when I follow my instincts and don't try to influence it, and I guess you find you can't really influence it, but trusting in yourself to make that decision and knowing that you are going to be doing the best for you is what's so important. A lot of where I come from is from the area of being a positive, optimistic person. And are there things in my past that, yeah, were stumbling blocks and caused problems and I made wrong decisions? Yes. And I made wrong decisions when I doubted myself and when I second-guessed myself. So, again, through experience, I've learned to trust what comes through me, even though my left brain may say no. If my stomach says yes, and we all have a kind of an inner guide that says yes and follow the instincts, yes, do it. But make sure that you're not going out in a blind state of, don't do it when you're drinking or something like that. God knows what you'll get in that state. But do it when you're sober and when you have the best of intent and when you are really focused and intent on getting an answer, and trust that the world, that the universe, that God, that spirit, however you term the great being, the creator of all, will seek your best. And it's good to get answers for yourself and to learn to trust yourself. That's where a lot of fears do come from, is lack of trust in oneself and one's abilities and capabilities. So move forward in that and know that if you go with a loving intent, you're protected. I have found lost articles using the pendulum. Asking questions, you can write down questions beforehand. Will it be found close, nearby? Did I leave it at another place? Did I leave it at somebody's house? If you're looking for a lost article, you can even do it if you're finding lost pets, working for that type of work in lost pets and lost items. So I've used it for whether or not food is good for me. Also, I'm going to repeat something I taught in another class about 6 months ago, and that is that we can use our fingers for yes or no. And this is, again, a psychic ability that is kinesiology. If you just get a smooth surface in front of you, it doesn't matter what it is, and just run your finger back and forth, side to side, and notice that it's smooth, okay? And ask yourself what day it is. Or if your name is whatever, right, Mary Jo Smith, whatever it is, and just ask, for example, is today Thursday? And run your finger back and forth. It should remain smooth. Ask yourself, is today Friday? And you will notice your finger getting sticky. Okay? This is a no. So this is another way you can develop a psychic ability and trust in yourself by using this kinesiology effect to test whether something is yes or no. It's something that's very simple, very small. You can use it in restaurants, in meetings. You can use any surface that's smooth and get a yes or a no. And I know some people get really excited about it, and I think it's very important to get excited about these gifts that we have because they can do so much for us. Developing clairvoyance is very important. Again, I was emphasizing breathing techniques and visualization techniques, which are very, very important. And one of the things about breathwork is it does bring greater oxygen to yourself, into your body, into your brain, helps your body to wake up some. And this is very important because when you use your clairvoyant abilities, you are certainly becoming more aware or an expanded awareness about your total being, which is what the use of the gifts of the spirit are, which is a greater awareness of that which has been given to us to use on our behalf and to make our lives and the lives of our family and friends and our community and our world a greater place and a more wonderful place to live in. So I would encourage you to do these visualization and breathing techniques, and they do work. Now, one of the specific techniques for helping to bring about clairvoyance, that is to seeing the future, is to, again, sit and relax after charging yourself with some energy. And as you are sitting relaxed, just take the pads of the forefingers and or your index finger and place that pad on either eyelid very lightly so it's over your eyes. And when you have that done, and your elbows are up, not down by your sides, but your elbows are up, so you're kind of have your chest open and your shoulders up, and you breathe in deeply and just hold the breath as long as you can. There's no counting on this one. Just hold your breath as long as you can and focus on seeing light appear over your head. Just visualize them however you want to see it, whether it be a cloud, whether it be a beam of light, whether it be sun, whether it be a ray, whatever you would like to see, a light bulb even would work, but see this brilliant light above your head, and as you take a very deep breath and hold it as long as you can, and as when you can hold it no longer, expel your breath, and as you do, imagine this light coming down through the top of your head, into your shoulders, through your arms, out your hands, and into the pads of your fingers and into your eyes. When you have expelled all the air, then do that again and do this three times. This exercise can be done three times, and this over a period of time is going to expand your clairvoyant abilities, your ability to see into the future, and it is also known to help your eyes, help with vision problems that you might have. You might see literally, physically more clearly. And if you kind of use logic on this as well, pushing energy directly into a part of your body will help it get better. So, you know, there are several benefits to this particular exercise in that you can see clearly in clairvoyance and it will help your eyesight. I had surgery a few months ago, and I am using this to help my eye clear from that surgery and to strengthen and get better. But it takes time, so don't expect it to be done overnight. Sometimes it can be, but the usual course of events is the body moves in a way that is in its best interest. So that's what you would want to consider. The other thing is, all of these gifts, you want to consider using these breathing techniques. Be consistent about the use of them. You can't pick it up and drop it and pick it up and expect it to work. It's sort of like doing any kind of exercise, whether you learn to walk or you learn a computer or something. It's really a matter of you get down and do it every day, and as you do, it becomes natural to you, and as it becomes more natural to you, it becomes incorporated into your everyday beingness, and it becomes more familiar to you, and you're more comfortable with it, and things expand into your life. And one day you suddenly are aware that things are better. You can see things, you get intuitions, you get hunches, things that you think about, just sort of like fleeting thoughts suddenly come true. You may find a good increase in your dream activity. Again, we've talked about this before. Nothing really important in your life happens, according to Edgar Cayce, but that you dream about it first. Many people are blessed with this, and some people are just terrified. They would rather not know. They would rather just go along and you know, just trip over everything. But it's important, I think, to know because you can prepare. It's like being a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout. If you know something's going to happen and if you're prepared for it, it makes it so much easier to deal with when something comes to pass, whether it's positive or negative. You know, there are many things that happen that are positive, and people consider them positive, but in the long run, it turns out to be a negative. I'm specifically thinking of winning the lottery. So many people say, oh, I wish I won the lottery. I would listen. I would never have another problem. I could do this, this, and so. And yet, follow-up studies from people who've won lotteries have found that, quite frankly, many of them end up in the same condition they were in before they won the lottery, if not a worse condition, because they did not prepare themselves to handle an influx of a lot of money, and they made foolish choices. So in developing abilities, whether it's in this lifetime or another lifetime, it's a matter of preparation and utilization in the way that's best for people. Right now, I'm using a lot of this work to develop business in my own life and to increase my income. And I must say, from about 2 or 3 weeks ago to now, the increase in activity and the opportunities that are opening up for increasing income and for increasing abundance and for learning things and for meeting people has really expanded. It's like going from not enough rain to a lot of rain. And I can assure you that it's exciting and it's wonderful. And it also works with lifting depression, because if you know that your efforts are going to bring about positive effects and affirmative situations in your life, how much more are you going to work for them? Yes, there are those who would prefer to stay in a depressed area and in depression, but I think we get to a point where we say, enough is enough. I can't go any lower. God, please do something. Help me. And some of these things that you're hearing now are things you can use to help you. And I know that they are good for you. And I know that ill does not come from that which is good and used with the intent of goodness. And some people say, well, can't these things be used to harm others? Theoretically, yeah. But to let you know this too, and the government had done studies, if we want to go back into the 60s and the 70s, when during the Cold War, Bulgaria, Russia, Romania, and some of the others were doing a lot of work using the psychic abilities, clairvoyance, remote viewing, telepathy, you know, using these gifts, so to speak, to try to influence people. Or I think there was one where a group of people who were gifted in this way were used by the government to send negative thoughts to Yeltsin, the then premier, to cause him to have a heart attack. He had a heart attack, and all of a sudden it came out that they were using psychic powers to do this way. The situation is this. When you use an ability or a gift that is innately a part of the soul itself, okay, part of that which comes from the Creator, if it is used in a way that is not wise and is abusive and used to harm others, you turn around, in short, and destroy yourself. The ability may be lost. You yourself may become ill. A lot of negative situations will come around you. You will attract negative entities, negative energy. Things do not go well for you. Ill health comes about. You cannot use something that is of the soul, which is what God created, in a way that it was not intended to be used, and that is in a selfish self-aggrandizement or punishing fashion for someone else, and not expect to be hurt yourself. I think this is one of the things that we should emphasize. I think that was a lot of fear that was engendered way back when, and a lot of people who had power were disenfranchised from that power and told that it was a very negative situation. It is only if you make it so. And quite frankly, that's true with anything else in your life. Let's face it. If you do good and you think positive thoughts, you know, sometimes we have stuff we have to go in through life because that's part of our learning process. I mean, it's what we set up for ourselves. But you can always change that by the law of grace and mercy, and by asking for a neutral implant, by asking God's help to be lifted, to have this whatever it is lifted from you. There are multiple ways of doing this, and all of them have worked for various people at various times. And sometimes we have to go back to the well more than once to ask for help on what we're dealing with because it is so heavy. But know that there are ways of working with this to help empower yourself. And one of the important things that I think for many women today and in society today, with all this fear that is generated with terrorism and corporate theft and people left without pensions and incomes and jobs and so forth, there's a lot of fear out there, a lot of negative talk, and this kind of work runs counter to that. It is the cure for it, if you will. I am one of many, many, many light workers who are here on this earth sending positive thoughts, positive energy, encouragement, words, deeds, thoughts, actions, in putting out that which is positive, because if you do bring forth this in your life, you will manifest it and you will see changes. And what there is a perceived lack of in your life will turn around and be brought to you, because each and every one of you deserves to have the very best in your life. Again, I'm going to suggest that if you want a reading or a past life reading again, or just some clairvoyance this time, you know, do feel free to call. You have the number. It should be on your screen to call BBS Radio. Also, outside of these hours, you can reach me at 202-387-2080, or you can reach me on my web at psychicworlds4@AOL.com, and I also have my website up now, which does have contact information, and it is multiplepathwaysinc.com, of course, www.multiplepathwaysinc.com, and I do check the website daily, so you know, if you want to reach me through that or check out what's happening and what we can do, that's fine. Continuing on, the other thing I'd like to talk about is inspiration. Now, inspiration, you can sit down and get inspired for anything, and this breathing technique, this wonderful technique, works for whatever it is that you want to be inspired for, whether it's writing, doing a computer program, painting something new, choosing a job, knowing what to say when you stand up and give a speech. Anything that you do in your daily life, you can ask for and receive a gift of inspiration. Again, this is wonderful, and this is a breathing technique that you can use for that. This exercise you do for about 6 times before you attempt to go and do something. You would count into the count of 4, breathe in deeply to the count of 4, then hold your breath to the count of 12 and see a beautiful, again, the silver white cloud above your head as you hold it, and as you expel your breath to the count of 8, raise your consciousness so it goes into that cloud. And another technique we said, bring that cloud into you and have it absorbed into your body so you can feel all of it. In this one, you want to mentally image yourself, see yourself, imagine yourself, pretend that you are ascending into that cloud. And you, again, you do this exercise 6 times, okay? Breathe in deeply to the count of 4. Hold your breath to the count of 12 as you visualize this brilliant, shimmery cloud, sunlight above your head. And then at the count of 8, just expel it. And as you expel your breath, just feel as though you're like a balloon and you're just drifting up into that cloud. Do this 6 times and then sit down and attempt to write or do your computer or give your lecture or do your homework if you're a student. It can help you. And again, working at this and knowing that it does work is going to keep you moving forward. Some of the other gifts that you can work with is clairaudience. Now, I don't often, I think when being a medium or a channeler, yes, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like a past life reading.
Yes, what would you like there, past life?
Yes.
Okay, and your name?
Jean, or Jeannie.
Jeannie? Okay.
Yes.
And where are you from, Jeannie?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yes.
Wonderful. I've never been there, but I understand it's a glorious state. It's a very nice place to go.
It can be when it's not freezing cold.
When it's not freezing cold, right. Okay. Now, is there anything in particular that you feel you want to know about? Is there anything that struck you?
Well, past life, I guess with my husband. Do you see one with him?
Okay. And your husband's name is?
Jim.
Jim. Okay. Jeannie and Jim?
Yes.
All right. Have you had another lifetime before with him? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I am seeing is, I just kind of went through several different lifetimes here. One is striking me, okay, that had some significance, and that was here in the United States.
Okay.
And I'm talking about the early part of the colonial period. Okay?
Okay.
I'm seeing the eastern portion of the United States. I'm hearing New York, New Amsterdam, actually. So it was before New York became to be. So what I am feeling is that you and he were here in the New World when it was, before it became anglicized. And you
okay.
were, you worked on a farm there. You had a little farm there, as I can see. Okay? And,
okay.
It was an interesting life, but it was not terribly long, but then people didn't live a whole lot longer in those days. And my feeling is that you were more the housewife in those days.
Okay.
And I think that what I'm seeing is that the farming I'm seeing is really the vegetable plot that was behind the house, because we're basically in what would be the city of New York today.
Oh,
and
okay.
that he had some kind of work that he did with his hands, and I'm trying to zero in on that. I keep seeing the floppy shirt, you know.
Okay.
And the breeches. My feeling is, his back is turned to me. I'm trying to see, but I think the shop that he did was either very near the house or attached to the house. Does he like working with his hands at all?
Well, computer.
Computer, okay. He doesn't have an interest in, well, what I'm seeing him is working with something that had to do with iron, maybe making fences, making something metal, so that he had to use a hammer and a forge. I don't see him as one who worked with horses. Shoeing horses,
okay.
I don't see that. But I see him, what he was working with was something much finer than that.
Okay.
I don't know if you feel drawn to the East or not, but that was a lifetime in which you had about 3 children, 2 of whom died at very close to birth, and you just had the one child left.
Okay.
Okay. What I have seen before that, you feel drawn towards the Middle East, maybe towards Greece or that Mediterranean area, maybe I should say.
Okay.
Now I'm asking you a question.
Oh, am I drawn towards that area?
Yeah.
Or
had an interest in it?
Well, maybe with the pyramids.
The pyramids, okay. I saw you on the northern side of that area, but I saw you more in the Greek islands.
Oh, okay.
Or the mainland. But I have a feeling there was a life there in Greece.
Okay.
Where the two of you were together. This is about the third or fourth time that you have been together, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that draws you, that you've found in your lifetime that you find an interest in?
My interest is just in doing things with children and my family, and mm-hmm. I've got a little son, grandson, that's a crystal child, and I spend a lot of time with him, working with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking that's from the loss of your children in that early American lifetime, that
uh-huh.
you really want to develop the family.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. I'm not seeing the Egyptian as being very important at this point. It may be, but I do think that what you do with children is highly important this lifetime, that you are doing very well with them, and that this is what you're here for. This is one of the things that you came to have, was a family that was loving and together.
Okay. I just
Anything
had one
else
other...
I can help you with at the moment?
Yeah, I just had one other question. My husband just started a new job, and I wondered if you see him doing something else. He's okay with it, but it's not what he really wants to do.
Yeah, but it brings home the bacon for the time being. Is he going to stay with it? I think he's going to stay with it a little while. I don't see it as going longer than maybe another year or two.
Okay.
I just think he's not... I don't think that there's the rapport there that he would like. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my feeling is the rapport is there. Your husband has different, shall we say, higher standards in some ways?
Yes, yes.
And ideals? That's what I'm thinking. Okay. And he should maintain them. I think you should also keep an ear out and an eye out for another job. That's my feeling.
Yes, that's what he's been doing, is keep an eye out for something he'd like better, but it just hasn't manifested
mm-hmm.
itself
it
yet.
It will materialize, yes. It will materialize.
Okay. I will tell him
just
that.
Have him hold fast to the thought and try using the pendulum. See if you can get that to work for you on
okay.
checking out jobs before going after them online. And just
yeah.
seeing if you get a yes or a no.
Okay.
Experiment
I'll do
with
that.
Yourself. I mean, play and have fun.
Yes.
Doesn't cost you anything.
That's right. That's
but
right.
yeah, he
okay.
will be getting
Thank
something
you.
Else, dear. And he will
yes.
be happier, much happier with what he gets. I think it also is going to provide him a greater opportunity for a higher income as well.
Yes. That sounds good.
Oh, good.
Thank
you very
you so much.
Much.
You have a great day. Bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. At any rate, anybody else wants to call, Jeepers Creepers, feel free to do so. We would love you to call in and talk. And that brings me to the next point, too. I wanted to let you know that next week I am going to have a young lady by Manin Stanford. Yes, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Nancy.
This is who?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Where are you from?
I'm from Washington State.
Oh, how wonderful. Have you got nice weather up there now?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Good. How may I help you this evening, Nancy?
Well, you know, I'd like to find out what past life that I had that is keeping me moving forward in this lifetime.
Okay. And what do you mean by moving forward, darling?
Okay, I'm with a healing circle.
Okay.
And I'm being told that there's something that is blocking me. I mean, I'm in constant pain for the last 15 years with the slash
okay.
and slash fibromyalgia, et cetera.
Ooh. Yes. Okay.
And I'm being told that it's that I need to open up and deal with whatever past life it was that kept me from
mm-hmm.
Not feeling worthy or not loving myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All righty. Let me get. Okay. Sweetheart, you don't feel loving and deserving because you were tortured.
Okay.
Okay. And you and a lot of other people were suffered a great deal because of the work that they did.
Uh-huh.
Many people were persecuted. What I am seeing is in the medieval times, I'm going to try and grab a time span here for you. Okay, I see you in a long dress, maybe 1400s, 1500s, okay? Ignorance was just a bliss then, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
And I see you in Europe. And I see you were one of those who really had a very, very kind heart. And it made for a lack of understanding of those around you because you weren't one who sat on your hands and moaned you weren't a sour person.
Uh-huh.
And part of what happened is when things started going bad, they chose people to accuse who they perceived as weaker, and kindness was perceived as weakness.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And as a result, you were persecuted, you were hounded, you were ostracized, and quite frankly, eventually, you were denounced as being a witch.
Okay. You know, that just sent chills right through me.
Yeah.
Confirmation. Okay.
Yeah. And for all your perceived kindness and so forth, and the people that you healed turned on you. Okay. And that's the block. That's one of the blocks, okay?
Okay.
And the thing is, what you can do is just ask to be released from that past life. You were in France, as a matter of fact. You were on the continent. You were not in England.
Uh-huh.
And you were in the southern portion of France.
Okay.
Okay. And you were also among the Huguenots. In another lifetime that was very close to that. And again, you were persecuted for your faith.
Wow.
And you were hurled from a cliff to your death.
Oh, okay.
So you had a couple of lifetimes there in which being a good and human being and a loving human being, you suffered much mentally and emotionally and physically.
Okay.
Okay. Now, from the practical standpoint, I don't know who is in the state of Washington near where you live, but if you can find someone who practices Jin Shin Jitsu,
yeah,
this would be a helpful healing art for you. Okay? It's J I N S H I N Jitsu, J Y U T S U.
Okay.
Their offices are in Scottsdale, Arizona, their headquarters, and they do have a list of practitioners.
Okay.
You might even consider taking some of those courses yourself for self-healing purposes.
Okay.
It is a wonderful healing art.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You might check with the ARE, the Association of Research and Enlightenment, and ask them if they have anything in their library on fibromyalgia and see what they recommend by way of diet and care from Edgar Casey's readings.
Oh.
For fibromyalgia.
Okay.
Okay, because my feeling is some of it is physical from this lifetime as well as emotional. It's not all from a lifetime. We carry things from lifetime to lifetime, and we just manifest them in the physical, but there are things that could be done in the physical, like current emotional things that have happened in this lifetime that trigger these memories.
Okay.
And also good diet. I think good
assimilation stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And a good basic diet with good nutritious food, preferably locally grown, and elimination to make sure your eliminations are on target.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So you might try that. You also might look into looking up candida.
Uh-huh.
And doing cleansing for that. That also may be a participating factor.
Okay.
Okay. Some of the other things that I have around you, I see also that you go back to in our incarnation back in Egypt, and I also see you moving even back further into Lemuria. So you were on both sides.
Oh. I just got goosebumps all the way up.
Pardon?
I just got goosebumps again.
You did when I said Lemuria?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what attracted you to the West Coast.
Okay.
Because the Lemuria was in the Pacific. Okay? And so you are one of those people, again, they were a gentle race of people. They were a very peaceful people. And they were very much seafaring people. In other words, they were around the sea. Of course, they were surrounded by it, weren't they?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't hardly get away, could you? But at any rate, yes. And there was a lot of mental and spiritual development in that time, which is why you keep striving to move into that area, because you know innately, I mean, there's something inside of you that's saying vibrational healing, spiritual healing, whatever you want to call it, is the key.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay. So you know this. I even before all the other nastiness happened, it's something that's been a part of you for many, many lifetimes. And my feeling is you also might want to undergo hypnotherapy for releasement, too. That's another thing you can do.
Okay.
Okay. I do hypnotherapy by phone if you want to. Otherwise, you can contact the National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapists.
Uh-huh.
That's NATH. They're in Kill-Devil Hills, North Carolina now.
Uh-huh.
Talk to D. Chips, Mrs. Chips, and see if there is a practitioner of, in your area for hypnotherapy.
Okay.
Because that's another way of releasing. Working with something as stubborn and as subtle as fibromyalgia, my feeling is the more fronts you attack it on,
uh-huh,
or confront it or move in on it, the better off you are. Okay?
Okay.
I would also encourage you to do some of the exercises I've given you, and before going to sleep at night, ask your higher self to provide you information in your dreams on what you can do to help yourself and get rid of this stubborn condition. Nobody should have to suffer, darling. Nobody.
Thank you.
Okay? You're a good woman.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work and keep up with your healing circle, darling. You're going to be okay.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for calling, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. At any rate, some of the other things that, one of the other things that I have here that brings in your desire, and again, it doesn't usually happen overnight, but, it can. And how to get the fulfillment of your desires. It's going to be this last exercise for this evening that I'm going to give you. And then I hope others will call in before the time is out, because I love doing these readings and I love doing past lifetimes. At any rate, for this last exercise, I want you to lie or sit relaxed. And I want to send you just calm yourself. You take a deep breath and into the count of six. And as you do, see pink in your chest area, just emanating from your heart. Breathe in to the count of six, seeing pink, a healthy pink. Hold your breath for the count of 12 and raise the pink cloud from your heart area, your chest area, up to the top of your head so it's above, extending out like your aura on top of your head. Hold your breath out until 12. Then Expel your breath to the count of eight. And expand the pink area so it includes your head and the upper part of your body. So you lift it up to 3 inches, hold for 12, expel for eight, and then hold again for a count of 12. Okay, and keep the visualization of the pink the entire time. Next, visualize your throat, focus on that. See a blue, a beautiful brilliant blue, okay, around your throat and shoulders. Now again, while you do this, breathe in to the count of six, then raise the aura to the top of your head. Raise this blue cloud, this blue air, this blue color to the count of 12. Raise it to, again, about 3 inches as your aura would be above your head. Then release your breath to the count of eight and see this blue just enveloping you all around the upper part of your head and your body. The upper part of your body. When you expel your breath, just hold it for the count of 12 and maintain this visualization. Now the last part is consider and focus on your pituitary gland and pretend you're looking from the inside out. Look your eyes, you're looking at your pituitary gland, which is right above the bridge of the nose and between the eyebrows, about 1/2 inch back of the forehead. Now visualize a brilliant white light around your head as you breathe in to the count of six. Okay? Hold your breath and raise the white light again to about 3 inches above your head. Release your breath to the count of eight, and as you do so, imagine the pituitary center joining with the center above your head so that they become as one, and the light created lights up the whole room. In your imagination, see the whole room lit up with this brilliant white light around your head and in your head. Then expel that breath for a count of eight and see that aura expand so it includes your head and the entire upper part of your body above your waist. Now relax and sit in quiet meditation for about 3 minutes, and during this period you can petition for whatever you need. And if it's a worthy one, it'll be granted. But when you finish with this brief meditation, just let the world be blessed, let good befall the world, whatever blessing like that that you want, but let it be that you wish good be granted to everyone. And practice this one daily, either just when you wake up in the morning or just before you fall asleep. Do this. Again, the pink aura around the heart, up to the top of the head, and then down. And if you need to have this repeated again another time, fine. Otherwise, you can check in with the archive. I'm not sure if it's still free or whether you have to buy a copy of the recording or not. But do this exercise daily, and it will grant you your heart's desire. Do this every day for the rest of your life, because your desires, once they are achieved, are going to change. Once we receive what we like or what we think we want, then we move on to another project. But hold this in each and every day. Be good to yourself this way, because you deserve it. And my feeling is you could do this for, say, your fibromyalgia, or for helping your children, or for finding a way to out of a problem, or for the clearing of something in your life, a negative or whatever's holding you back. Again, a good rule is to know that if your intent is pure and your heart is pure, and this doesn't mean that you can't ask things for yourself. Please understand, you can ask for things for yourself because you deserve them. So you can do this. And I have been using this method, and as I said, it has been working wonders in my life, and I share with others the wonders that I receive. And next week, as I started to say, we are going to have a lovely lady, Maneen Stanford, Manine is a charwoman. She comes originally from South America, and her family, apparently many of the women in her family, grandmothers, aunts, mother, cousins, are shaman. And so she has a shamanistic background that I haven't heard of, which is South American, and so I'm interested in learning more about it. She also does vibrational healing, and she works with crystals. And my understanding is that she has some crystals that she does sell through her line. She has a website and an email, and she'll be giving you that information next week. So I'm really looking forward to this because I've never really discussed shamanism with anybody. And yes, may I help you?
Hi, yes, I'm calling.
Hi.
I just wanted to know if you could answer a few questions for me. I have.
All right. What's your name, please?
Carrie.
Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, Carrie, what can I do for you?
Well, I've been just going through a lot lately, especially with surgeries and stuff.
Surgery. Yeah. Your voice is very weak. I can hear a rough edge in it.
Yeah, I had a drunk driver hit me. And so
pardon?
I had a drunk driver hit me like 6 years ago.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I've been through a lot of surgeries, and but at least I have my little three-year-old little guy. But my husband and I have been married about the same time, and I got hit by the drunk driver 3 months into our marriage.
I can hardly hear you. Could you speak up a little? I'm sorry.
Yep. We got married, and then 3 months later is when the drunk driver had hit me.
Oh, my.
And so it seems like our relationship has just been, you know, really out of whack completely, and he's just been so different.
How long have you been married?
6 years now.
6 years. And your relationship is, and you think it's because of the accident?
A lot of it, yeah. With my injuries, I can't do a whole lot because I have headaches all the time.
Uh-huh.
But now I just got a fusion surgery of my neck, and it's supposed to change everything. But it's like a year recovery, so it takes time.
Okay. So what is it that you would like to know, darling?
Well, I'd like to know, you know, what can I do?
Uh-huh.
What can I do to help him be happier, you know? Because I do the best I can with everything, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, you know, I've been listening to your guys' programs at night a lot, and I talk to a lot of the different people that I actually know, some of them. And so, you know, I know he's kind of the grounder, and I'm more of the lifted off one, so to speak. So I just don't know, you know, how can I make him kind of, you know, loosen up his hair, and maybe it'll help.
Okay. First of all, know that happiness comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, well, Mark Twain once said something that's very, very profound. A man is generally as happy as he wants to be.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
Okay. So my feeling is that his unhappiness comes from a disappointment within himself, a feeling of helplessness, inability to change things. That things happened, and he was powerless to make a difference. Okay?
Okay.
Having said that,
uh-huh.
One of the things that changes people around you, and is very profound, is shifting from how can I make him happy, shift it to how can I make me happy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Once you find your happiness, he will find his.
Okay.
Because it's contagious.
Ah.
It's one of the most contagious things that I know of, other than love.
Okay.
It just sort of runs. How can you help him? By helping yourself.
Exactly.
And he probably feels very helpless in that he can't do anything and seem to help you.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going round and round, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And men don't like feeling helpless, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
They like feeling empowered, and they're able to go in and do stuff, and, you know, like women would wish to have a magic wand or a nose that twitches.
Yeah.
men like to go in and think, you know, we can fix it. Whatever it is, I can do it.
Oh,
all right.
I know.
My hope is that you are also using a lot of visualization. My feeling is if you do some breath work and visualization on seeing yourself healing,
okay,
and being healed, that will work.
Okay.
I am going to recommend again that you contact something that has a Jin Shin Jitsu practitioner. There are some absolutely fabulous responses to people who have suffered injuries to Jin Shin Jitsu. I've used it on myself. I've had it used on me. And I can tell you it stimulates healing and takes away the pain, and it helps reconnect. There's also something called the reconnective healing. Dick Pearl teaches that. I don't have the things at the moment, but you might look that up on the Internet as well. A practitioner in reconnective healing could also help you.
Do you know who Daniel Jacobs is?
I'm sorry?
Daniel Jacobs.
Daniel Jacobs? No, I'm not familiar with him.
I've kind of, you know, been doing some of that with him, and then I met with Dolores Cannon, and that kind of...
Dolores Cannon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Dolores Cannon.
And
very good woman.
She's amazing.
Very impressed with her,
smart.
I am.
Oh, my goodness, she's so...
Yes,
amazing.
Yes, she's a very good woman. Yes. Is there a question there, or you just want me to continue complimenting her?
it's something that, you know, it's neat that, you know, I met her and that she has given me a lot of help on, like you said, visualizing. I mean, you've got to have that, and you've got to have a good attitude, right, or you're not going to get anywhere either.
Well, you know, all healing comes from God, no matter what method is used. It's just a matter of finding the one that works for you. That's
okay.
Why I suggest Jin Shin Jitsu or the
reconnective
healing.
That?
Okay. But know this, if you make up your mind from within, regardless of what your doctors may have told you, that you are going to be healed, that you are going to overcome this, that it is going to be a part of your past, not the part of your present or future, you make the greatest change. Once you move that shift, once you reach that multidimensional paradigm, all things are possible. Miracles are possible. Always. And speaking of that, there was a 15-minute miracle. You might want to look that up, too. That is also a very positive feed-in for that kind, for healing.
Okay. And
okay?
Now that,
and if you want any more information, please feel free to call me at my office at 202-387-2080. Or you can contact
me
through email at psychicworlds4@aol.com.
Who's 01?
Pardon?
What was that number again? Sorry.
202. 387.
Okay.
2080.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure. Is that the healing that you talk about? Do I just get online to look some of that up, or a book, or?
Yeah, there are books that you can read, absolutely, or courses you can take, like in Jin Shin Jitsu. These are courses that you can take, and reconnective healing. These are things that you can do to take to help heal yourself, or you can have somebody who is a practitioner work with you. And believe me, I have seen with my own eyes and heard as well as observed and worked with things that are darn near miracles.
Yeah.
Okay? You have to want it, darling. That's where it begins. And in healing... Also, you know, your husband was badly hurt in the accident, too, emotionally and psychically.
Exactly.
Seek healing for him, too, in your prayers.
I will.
Okay, because he deserves it. He is really a good man.
Oh, I know. He is. He's
he really is a good man.
He is a really good man. We've got a little firecracker for our son, too.
Pardon?
We have a little firecracker for our son, too. Everybody who I talk to say he's going to be
He's
going to
be a handful. Just wait.
Yeah, that's what everyone tells me, so we'll see.
At any rate, you know, try using some of the techniques in breath work for inspiration and ask for that gift that I gave you tonight on the breathing in and breathing out for what you desire.
Okay.
And ask for healing to be what you desire. Put that in your 3-minute meditation that you wish to be completely cured from and perfect health, and see if that doesn't come about too. You do proactive things, life will come to you, my dear.
All right.
Okay.
So great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I think we're running out of time.
Yeah.
I'm surprised my producer hasn't come on the line and said, Phyllis, you're done already, unless he's cutting me off and I don't know it. But at any rate, thank you for listening. I hope you'll listen next week.
I thank
all of you for the gift of allowing me into your homes and your offices, wherever you might be, and it's a joy and a pleasure to serve you in this way. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Goodbye, and God bless. I'm Phyllis Pricer with Higher Dimensions.
God bless you, too.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.